Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a lot of beautiful things in the Quran, especially in this surah, that if you understand the meaning, it's so beautiful. Subhanallah. Let's do a quick walkthrough because our time is up. Mathalan, Allah said in the Quran, in the ayah, Subhanallah, there are so many ayat that will catch your attention. Allah, I don't even know where to start. Let me quickly do a rush to. Allah says, "Aqim al-salat al-diluki shamsi ila ghasak al-layl al-Quran al-fajr." It emphasizes for you the importance of waking up at night to make tahajjud. It also emphasizes for you starting your day with the Quran, which is the theme of this podcast or live stream. Quran al-fajr, reading Quran early in the morning. Make it early in the morning or start your day or as early as you can. It says, "Inna Quran al-fajr kana mashhuda." Reading Quran in the morning will be a witness for you on the day of Qiyamah, and it will make it will be a shahada, it will be a great blessing for you in your life. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. At night, make tahajjud. نَافِلَةً لَكَ. This will be bonus for you, it's like extra savings for you. And if you're persistent on that, although it was directed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda." If you continuously do that, Allah will put you in a high rank among the angels, among the prophets, among the righteous people. He says, "Wa qul rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin." And Allah even taught you the dua to make to be successful in life and the hereafter. He says, "What? Adkhilni." Everything you want to do, our teachers taught us. Say, "Rabbi adkhilni," make me go into this project, mudkhala sidqin, in truthfulness. "Wa akhrijni," and when I will go out, "akhrijni mukhraja sidq," and take me out in peace, in truth. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah al-azim. It's so, so beautiful. The ayah was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for hijrah. And one of the beautiful things that the ulama said that was, why did Allah say, "Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin," make me enter the city in truth, before saying, "I make me leave this city in truth"? If you're going somewhere, you leave before you arrive. But Allah started with arriving there because it is a sure affair. There is no doubt he will just arrive there. And as to the unbelievers, the Bani Israel and their accomplices, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ, tell them that the truth has come. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ, and falsehood has perished. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Verily, falsehood will always perish. Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, and this Quran, we have revealed in it as a what? As a healing, physical and spiritual healing. This is where the ulama took the property of saying, okay, read this surah for this purpose, read that ayah for that purpose, from the ilham Allah gave to them, either for spiritual benefit or for even physical ailments. And this is mujarrab. This has been tried, tested, and confirmed. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Even if someone who doesn't believe in Allah uses it, it can benefit him in this world, but it will not benefit him in the akhirah. Allah continues then, says about the nature of man, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, when we give a human being, when we make him comfortable, أَعْرَضَ, he turns against Allah. وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ, and he what? And he turns away. It is that time that he is too busy. He will not come to halqa again. No more classes. He's busy. I'm counting all the money. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, and when we touch him with what he thinks is evil, كَانَ يَأُوسًا, he loses hope. Ha! Is it that Allah has forgiven for forsaking me? Ha! Ha! Maybe X, Y, and Z. Ha! This and that. Allah give another beautiful one. The nature of man again. Know that everyone is different. Someone usually gets angry. Someone is patient. Someone is fast. Someone is slow. Everyone is working on the way we have created him. وَفَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Only Allah knows the one who is guided. We are in a time that people continue to what? Label each other. Bid'ah, kufru, shirk, and all of that. I'm making this tafsir very short because I didn't know what ayah to leave and not to leave. And I'm not going to do this every day. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, mashallah. The ayah that we said before,
The question that the Bani Israel asked the Prophet about the ruh, tell them about the ruh. The oversimplification is to say about the spirit. It's not even the soul, it's the ruh. Allah answered them in one simple answer. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. A ruh is from the world of command of Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you know nothing of it. One sentence, good. Now go and compare with Surah Al-Kahf when he decided to elaborate on the other questions they asked by giving a long story. Maybe some of them 2 pages, maybe one of them a whole page. But look at Ar-Ruh, because it's the word of the hidden, it's the word of command. There are two worlds, Alam Al-Amr and Alam Al-Khalq. The Alam Al-Amr is the word of command. That's where everything is programmed before it manifests. And Alam Al-Mulk or Alam Al-Khalq is the world of manifestation. In between Alam Al-Khalq and Alam Al-Amr is Alam Al-Mulk or Al-Malakut. The Malakut is in between them. Those are the tools, the means by which the command, the Alam Al-Amr is manifested in the outer existence. Then Allah said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا إِن شِئْنَا. If we willed, لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ. We'll make you to forget the whole of the Quran if we wished. Allah making his jalal. ثُمَّ لَا تَجْرُ لَكَ عَبِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. And if we hold you and we make things hard for you, you will not find anyone who will support you. Then Allah immediately gave him like a cushion and said, إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Except that you have perfected our rahmah upon you, Muhammad. We will never do that. You know, like a husband talking to the wife, if I wished, I would just divorce you. But you know, I so much love you that your love is just making me go crazy. I can't even think of it. Allahu Akbar. He has the power, but he won't do it. That's immediately in the next verse, he said, إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Except that the rahmah sabaqat rahmatu rabbik. The rahmah of Allah has preceded. Inna fadlahu. And for you to know, inna fadlahu, the bounties of Allah, kana alayka kabira, is much more than you can ever imagine. It is even more than heaven. It's kabiran with the scale of Allah. It's colossal. And let me now tell you, as per the Quran that we gave to you, is unique. Cool, tell them. La in ijtama'atil ins wal jinn. If the ins, the humankind, and the jinn were together, ala an ya'tu bi mithli hadha al-Quran, to bring the like of this Quran, this miracle that we have given to you, it's unique to you. We're not gonna, it's like you're saying, I'm going to the factory, make me a custom made Ferrari that no other person in the world can have it. Because Arabs were known to be eloquent. They know how to make speeches, beautiful speeches. Allah says, oh, if all of them gather, not just the humankind, and they make connivance with the jinns, because the jinns are older, they are more experienced, they can travel very fast, they have some kind of very wizardry kind of charms, come together, ala an yatu bi mithli hadha al-Quran, to bring the like of this Quran, la yatuna bi mithli. They will never be able to bring the like of the Quran. Walau kana ba'duhum li ba'din zahira, even if a part of them joins hand with the other. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْتَ لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ بِكُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Look at it. Let me tell you. In this Quran contains every example of every kind of person you meet. Different example. Everyone. Every. A cheater, a helper, a successful, unsuccessful parent. Everything we have completed in this Quran. لَكِنْ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But most people still remain ungrateful. In a video that I did before, I mentioned the difference between kafur and kufur. I'm not going there before today. وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. And the unbelievers told you, yeah, Muhammad, we will not believe in you. حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. Until you make a fountain to grow, to erupt from the earth in a desert. Subhanallah al-Azim. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ. Or you make the heavens to fall down. كَمَا زَعَمْتَ. Like you claim that your Lord is powerful. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ. Oh! They were thinking in their minds, maybe he could do that. But now what we want is bring Allah down. Show us Allah. And not just that, Allah will come to us. All the angels will make a circle behind him. They think Allah is a human being. La ilaha illallah. Oh, that one is even too small. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Or you have a house made, built with gold. At the time that people made their houses in stone and cow dung and they made tents. Make your own house in gold. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you just levitate into the sky. In our presence. And we will not believe that you, if you levitate, if you go into space now, you just move up. will not believe that you went into the heavens or into the firmament, hatta tunazzila alayna kitaban naqra'u, until you send down a book to us. People who are illiterate, they say, until you send down a book to us, naqra'u, that we'll recite or we'll read. You know, if someone is asking you as a messenger, if you work in a post office, for example, and you just deliver messages, then someone is asking you, can you make a car? You know, things are impossible. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was overwhelmed, but because Allah is just with him, Allah told him the answer to tell them. Allah said, "Kul," tell them, "Subhana Rabbi." Allah is far exalted above that. Hal kuntu illa bashar rasula? I'm just a human being, like a rasula. Oh, and don't take it away. It's only that Allah has made me a prophet. That rasulan is the secret. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bashar. Muhammadun basharun la kal bashar, bal huwa kal yaqutu bayna al hajar. Muhammadun basharun wa laysa kal bashari, sirful hakiki wa rabbun toha samahu. He's a human being. Lakin Allah evoked in him the capacity of risala, and that makes him a superhuman. So he is not a malaika. They are asking for an attribute of malaika. But what makes him, or the miracle, is that he's able to maintain his human characteristic, eating like us, drinking like us, and combine two things that are different. The capacity of a human being and capacity of the malaika. So Allah taught him the answer. And that's why the Quran is so marvelous. Allah now gave the reason behind all what they're doing. He says, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا. What is stopping people from believing in the Quran? Is جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى, when the guidance has come to them. إِلَّا, in their mind they know, except the only reason they're giving is أَنْ قَالُوا عَبَثَ اللَّهُ أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. When Allah will send someone to us, why didn't he send an angel? Why is he sending a human being like us? So what's your problem with a human being? You know that the message is true, but you are envious that, why can't it be us? Cool, tell them, لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ, if the earth was walked by angels, مُطْمَئِنِّينَ, and the earth is okay with them, لَنَزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا, if they were malaika, we'll send malaika to them. Because if we send malaika, angels, to them, they'll say, oh, he's able to pray because he's a malaika, he's able to go to Hajj because he's a malaika, he's able to keep off doing haram because he's a malaika. But you are a human being like them. You have their characteristics. You eat like they eat. You sleep like they sleep. Things hurt you like it hurts them. You get angry like they get angry. You get sad like they get sad. Sometimes you are poor like they are. Sometimes you are happy. You have wives. You have children. You have responsibility. The same way people think, because he's an ustad, he's a sheikh, he should not have a problem. Yes, we have problems. And major problems sometimes. Alhamdulillah. But that we're able to combine this with our human nature is a miza for us. Tell them, kafa billahi shahidan bayni wa baynakum. Because you know in yourselves that this is true. When we call people, come and learn Quran, come and do this, they know it's the truth. But, you know, sometimes it's hard as human beings to want to commit to something. Anyway, kul kafa billahi shahidan bayni wa baynakum. Tell them that Allah is a witness between you and I. Innahu kana bi ibadihi khabiran basira. Man yahdi Allahu. Allah, whoever Allah has guided. فهو المهتد. If Allah has guided you to this path, wallahi, you are the guided one. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ, whoever has been misled, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي, nobody will be able to help them when Allah comes for them. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to raise them as blind, deaf, and dumb. If you assume that someone cannot see, cannot hear, and cannot even talk, how difficult will it be for that person to even walk around in the house? You can't communicate to him. Now talk of the day of Qiyamah. Ma'wahum jahannamu. They're going to end up, their final abode is in Jahannam. Kullama khabat. Whenever they fall down, because definitely they'll fall. Kullama khabat Jahannam afwan. Whenever the Jahannam, whenever the fire burns them, zidnahum sa'ira, we give them more fire and fire. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا. That's because they disbelieve the ayatina in our signs. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا. Because they see, when we die and we become bones, وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّ لَمَبْعُوثُنَا خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Is Allah, that Allah capable of raising us? أَوَلَمْ يَرُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't they see that it's Allah who created heaven and the earth? How big are you? How powerful are you, human beings, that Allah will not be able to resurrect you? قَادِرٌ. When they see that Allah is Qadir, he has a capacity, is the omni-what? Omnipotent. Can't he create and recreate a kind of like them? If he can recreate you, how won't it be that he can resurrect you? وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا. And he has made for them their own appointed time. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt that when the time comes, they're going to die. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But these cheating people will continue to misbehave and, you know, ungrateful to Allah. I like this ayah. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ. If people had the capacity, if Allah gave them the wealth, the opportunity of being in charge of the wealth or the economic well-being of other people, لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ. They'll hold it to themselves. In fact, they will not want to spend it. Allah has given, okay, we give all the money of everyone in Edmonton to in your care, Abdul Wahab. I want to hold it. I want people to beg before I give them. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَطُورًا. Human being is by nature stingy. Covetousness. You want to hold it to yourself. Allah talks about Sayyidina Musa. I want to skip that ayah. And I want to skip to ayah 105. It says, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. And with, in truth, we have revealed the Quran. وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. And in truth, it was revealed. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you not, but as a warner and a giver of glad tidings. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ. And Quran, we deliberately revealed Quran in bits and pieces. Subhanallah. لِتَقْرَأُهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. So that it doesn't become, you know, bargain for people. It's revealed to them. You give it to them at interval. When something happens, you give them one ayah, you give them 10 ayah. In that, you know, like in piecemeal. It's on purpose. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ. Oh, if we're going to نَزَّلْنَاهُ alone, تَنْزِيلًا, will take the whole of the time. The ulama says, okay, what's the difference between nazzala and anzala? Allah says, wa nazzalnahu tanzila. Nazzala, the bit is, they say, nazzala is, it was revealed, it was descended to sama'u dunya in one piece. Nazzalnahu. But we now disperse it in batches. You know, it's like you're ordering something in Amazon. Is there already in Amazon? There. Okay, we are shipping it out in pieces. So that's the difference between nazzalnahu and tanzila, because both is nazzala. And this is where the beauty of Arabic language, we encourage you to learn the Arabic language. You so much enjoy the Quran. Qul aminu bihi. Aw la tu'minu. If you care, believe in the Quran. We are not begging you to believe in the Quran. Aw la tu'minu. If you care, don't believe in the Quran. Inna alladhina utul ilma min qabli. Idha yutla alayhim yakhiruna li adqansi. Those people who know. The people, the rabbis and the monks among you people who are given the book before the Bani Israel, the teachers among them, know that it is the truth. And either yutla alayhim, when these verses are revealed, said unto them or recited unto them, yaqiruna lil adhqani sujjad. They just go in sujood and say, this is from our Lord. Wa yaquluna subhana rabbina. They say, glorified be our Lord. In kana wa'du rabbina la maf'ula. Oh, this was what was promised us. In the early books, and while they are in sujood, it will increase their piety in Allah. Qulidullah. Oh Muhammad, well, let's leave them. Qulidullah, what is the business for you? Call an Allah. Keep calling Allah. Make dua. Make dhikr. That is your own business. Call, say Allah. Awidu Rahman. Or say Ar-Rahman. Ayyama tadu. Whichever among the names of Asma'ul Husna that you chant, and this is where we get the evidence that you can chant Ya Allah, Ya Latif, Ya Kareem, even though some people say, no, it's not, but Quran says, Qul idu'ullah, Qul udu'ullah, udu'ullah, Qal an Allah, awida'ur Rahman, or say Ar-Rahman, ayyama tad'u, whichever one you call among the Asma'ul Husna, falahul Asma'ul Husna, he is the one who has the beautiful names, wa la tajhari bi salatika, don't be screaming loud when you are making your dua. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem. No, don't do like that. The salat here is dua. Wa la tukhafid biha. And don't make it like absolute silence. Wabtaghi bayna dhalika sabila. Say it in between. The tone should be in between. Wa kulli alhamdulillah. Allah started Surah Isra with Subhanalladhi, praising himself. And now it's ending with praising himself. Now tell them that Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh walada. Glory be to Allah. الذي لم يتخذ ولدا. The one who has not begotten any son. ولم يكن له شريك في الملك. And he has no companion. He has no helper in his dominion. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الظُّلْ. And whenever he takes a partner as a friend, he doesn't take a useless person. Subhanallah al-Azim. If Allah makes you his wali, Allah loves you, he will elevate you, he will raise, I don't know, the English is too much. He will raise your status. He will elevate you. He will celebrate you. He will connect you. وَكَبِّرُهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Isn't this not enough to make takbir? Allah says, كَبِّرُهُ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Say Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar. هَذَا وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَبَارِكَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. This is a very super fast tafsir. I just want us to benefit from, at least since we got to the end of the surah today. Join us in the next episode tomorrow بإذن الله تعالى as we enjoy this beautiful time with the Quran. هَذَا وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَبَارِكَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَمَوَلَاهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Share these programs with people, share with your friends and family, spread it so that we can get more ajr and we can get more people benefiting from the Quran Kareem. I'm yours sincerely. Assalamu alaikum.